mentioned cover of the Register Guard today. Austin Meek, the fine columnist. Football has a participation problem, and if we're going to talk about youth sports and participation and the local scene and all that, well, I don't think there's anybody any better I'd rather talk to as we welcome in the executive director for Kids Sports. Bev Smith joins us. Bev, always my pleasure. How are you?
Great, Steve. How are you doing? You get around. You were at the Lane County Fairgrounds yesterday. Now you're at Docks. Wow.
Well, you know, as being me, if someone will have me, I will travel.
Yeah, well, that sounds good. It's a great thing.
Bev, so I guess whatever your morning ritual is, whether you grab the paper, whether somebody asked you if you saw the article, so take me through your day as to leading up to you reading or hearing about this article from Austin and what your initial reaction was.
Well, you know, great article, great perspective on you know, tackle football in not just, you know, in the country, but, you know, specifically here in Eugene, Oregon. And I actually read the article last night online on my Twitter feed, which you and I both probably get a lot of our information because we can follow people directly. And I thought, you know, I thought immediately that it would be nice just to let people know that certainly from the high school perspective, you know, there's a lot of things that you know, get in the way of really good and strong and numerous tackle football programs, as both Josh and Kevin pointed out, you know, with the injuries and sort of the classifications and the open registration in schools, you know, there's incredible challenges to the participation numbers. But at the lower level, you know, I not only read it last night and thought, you know, we really need to talk about what we're doing at the youth level to help, but I also got a call from one of our coaches in the Kids Sports Tackle Football League this morning as well, saying, hey, you know, we feel like we are trying to create some participation numbers, and we actually are, Steve. And so just, you know, I know that Austin is often on your show, and I know there's a lot of, you know, followers of your show that have kids and are wondering about the game of tackle football if they're not into it. And we have really tried to follow along the recommendations nationally that USA Heads Up Football has required of us, and we followed them for about 4 years. So some of the things that we're trying to do is really in the best interest of the developing child. And so we eliminated our fourth grade tackle football 2 years ago and took a little bit of a hit in our participation numbers in tackle football, but we went predominantly fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth tackle football. And as a result of that, we really focused in on flag football, because as both Josh and Kevin said, we need to have that kind of early interest, and we feel flag is the best way to go to keep kids safe, but also learning about the game of football without the pads, without the helmet, so that they can develop and use the relative strength that they have when they're young to get into that three-point stance, to be ready to play off the line. So our flag football programs, our second through third, fourth, and fifth grade leagues, have actually increased. And this year we have over 400 kids in that flag football program, which is the highest since 2008. So people are really recognizing that it's much better, as USA Heads Up Football recommends, to get kids out of pads and helmets in kindergarten, first, second through fourth grade, get them into flag football, a game that can develop and doesn't burn them out of the game so early, and keep them playing so that they can go into the tackle football program. Our tackle football program in 7th and 8th grade this year has 8 teams, which is the highest number of teams we've had since 2015 when we eliminated 4th grade. And we also have 6 teams in our 5th and 6th grade program, which is the highest numbers we've had since about 2015, as I mentioned. So we are seeing participation rates coming back. And really what I wanted to call in, you know, Steve, to talk about is just to give, you know, acknowledgement to our volunteer coaches who are coaching tackle and flag football, who have really bought into the safety environment of it, following Heads Up programs, being certified, looking to keep the talent and or to keep the tackle and the contact level really limited as recommended. And we've seen numbers increase and improve. And in fact, last year we had 2 Willamette 7th and 8th grade teams. This year we have another 2 Willamette 7th and 8th grade teams, along with 2 Sheldon 7th and 8th grade team. And for the first time in a long time, we have a 7th and 8th grade tackle football team at South. So I just wanted to get that information out, mostly because I want to really acknowledge those volunteer coaches that are working hard to really create, you know, a safe program that is focused on developing at the child's appropriate age, rather than just wanting to see another NFL game out there.
You know, when I spoke to you last time, you were in D.C., and obviously you're from Canada. You've dealt on an international level. Eugene Springfield is kid sports. But as you get out to whether they're workshops or conventions or whatever kind of events, have you heard from people around the country, whether it's in the Northwest, depending on geographically where you are, about participation numbers outside this area?
Well, you know, they are kind of coming back, Steve, a little bit, because I think our coaches, you know, 3 or 4 years ago, we said, hey, look, it, you guys are the ambassadors of this game. You're losing participation numbers. You believe it's a great game. Yes, yes. Can we keep it safe? Yes. Can we do the things that sports scientists, that the NGOs, which are national governing bodies, which heads up, is trying to do? It's an offset of both the NCAA and the NFL, trying to bring the game back to where it should be. You know, we never played tackle football prior to middle school back in the 70s and 80s. And, you know, we are seeing that because our volunteer coaches are taking it very seriously, buying into the training, coming to the training, getting certified, that there is a resurgence throughout the country. Not as great as some people would like it to be, but there is some concern, you know, with injuries and with concussions. And I honor that and get that. But nationally, you know, there's some national standards now, Steve, that there weren't 4 or 5 years ago. And we have decided that that's how we're going to follow and promote the program, because it actually keeps the child in the best interest of everything that we do. So, yeah, nationally there are some numbers coming back with the game.
One other thing I wanted to ask, because, you know, I think back to, like you mentioned, the 70s and 80s when, you know, my peers, when we'd sign up to play a sport, it would basically, here's our sign-up sheet, when do we get our uniform, when do we start playing, and what team am I on? But now, as you deal with parents, or whether it's grandparents who are signing their kids up, rather than just the basics, are you all getting a lot of questions with football, like, how is this going to work, what kind of precautionary measures are you taking? I mean, do you find that the guardians or the parents or the decision makers are more inquisitive than in the past?
Yes, there are more informed public. Parents are more informed. Some parents, just based on what they read on in the media, sort of on the news or in the papers, will make a decision. Others will, you know, come in and talk. Our coaches, our volunteer coaches who actually know the kids, they're oftentimes dads who have a social circle of friends who are, you know, playing together. They will talk to their friends and to the parents of other children and say, look, at, you know, Kids Sports has really set up a program where we have to be certified, not just in, you know, the background check and the concussion training awareness, but in heads up training where we learn, you know, how to tackle, how to use progressions to make sure our kids have their heads up, that they're tackling with their shoulders, that they're doing in a way that they get to learn and develop. And so I think it is a more informed public right now, which I believe is a great thing, because then as a parent, you get all of the information, you get all of the knowledge, and you can make an informed decision of where your child should or should not play tackle football. And then I think you feel better about actually not having your kid play it or having your kid be involved in it. Because a lot of kids still do want to play the game at that middle school level.
Bev, obviously this is an important issue, and I'm so glad you got a hold of me to talk about it. But before I let you go, let's might as well do a plug for Kids Sports. Where are we at now? I mean, kidsports.org, as far as registration, you know, get the word out what folks need to know.
Well, yeah, so our tackle football and flag football seasons and soccer seasons are coming to an end in the next couple of weeks. It seems that season has gone by extremely fast. We are currently just putting on 6th through 8th grade middle school volleyball. We're still registering for on a space available basis for that. And then, of course, our 1st and 2nd grade basketball and 3rd through 5th grade volleyball teams are getting ready to hit the practice courts next week and still registering on a space available eligibility basis for that. Our middle school basketball program is currently up and registering, although we don't start until the later part of October, early November. We have some basketball early bird registration clinics for both boys and girls, third through eighth grade, that you can get a jump start, so to say, on your basketball season by having some individual skill sessions on the weekend. So a lot going on, and a lot to think and ponder about as you get ready to go back indoors from the outdoor fall season.
All right, Bev, great information, important information. I really appreciate you getting a hold of us because, like I said, information is power, and this is important stuff. Kidsports.org, you can follow on Twitter at Kidsports. Bev, always a pleasure, Bev. You have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
All right, take it easy.